Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour.
I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. If you been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence, and I hope you check out my website. You'll even get smarter if you do that, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, whatever's on your mind, challenge your opportunity, excitement or fear, whatever you've got looking at you, on any topic under the Small Business Sun, we got something that you can find there, I think, that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We have a poll question. Every week we ask a different question right there on the homepage. Want to know what you think? Check it out. And also, we have a mobile site, m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. No triple W's, just m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget, we also have a YouTube channel that we're soon going to incorporate into our regular website, and that's youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. Jeff Sabar is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is his website. You can find his books and all the things he does there. Jeff, you've been you're one of our technology guys, and so you've been working on phones. You've been reviewing and evaluating cell phones, haven't you? What have you learned?
Well, we're looking at a number of phones. The hard part about reviewing phones is, especially when I'm writing a review for a magazine that'll come out in a month or two, no sooner does it come out than the next version of the phone is out, and what you've reviewed is, oh, so last month. So we're looking at a number of phones out there, trying to see, when we're not talking about your old, you know, sort of Nokia analog phone that you can make a call and maybe text on. I mean, we're talking smartphones that will allow you to download
computers.
They're mini computers that allow you to, for lack of a better phrase, run many functions of your business. Mm-hmm. Carry all your data, your connections, be able to email, surf the web, handle customer service inquiries, things like that from the phone, from the device you can carry either on your hip or in your pocket. So we're looking at a number of hot phones out there. You know, we're comparing, for example, the iPhone, the new 4S, and some of the things that it can do.
What do you think about
Motorola?
The 4S?
Excuse me.
What do you think about the 4S?
I think it's a nice phone. I think that it had battery issues to start. Apple said it was a software glitch, and so they've apparently pushed out an update and are installing new software to all the new phones that have been shipped since it first came out. I've heard from some people that it's a little bit better. Some people said they never had battery problems.
My wife has one, and she likes it. I don't think the battery's a problem.
Yeah, you know what, and it's also, you've got to think about what you want. It's funny, I did a review of phones
at least she can't use that as an excuse anymore. For not answering.
Right, exactly, right. Exactly. So, it's funny, I reviewed phones about a year and a half ago, did a similar story, and I looked at the way it handles apps. I looked at the processor speed, the sort of latency, you know, how long it takes when you click on a website on one of these smartphones,
right.
how quickly it loads. I did everything but make a phone call in making the review, because it's funny. The cost of entry is, okay, it will make a call. We will assume that. What else can it do? So we're looking, for example, at the iPhone. We're looking at the Motorola Razr. We remember the Razr is one of the cool flip phones.
That's a Droid software, right?
It's a Droid phone. It runs on the Android operating systems. It is not Ice Cream Sandwich, which is the new one they have out there, but it's a Android-powered phone, so it has all the Android apps. If you're thinking, oh, iPhone has all the apps that I want and I need to go with Apple or an Apple-based product because of that, don't be fooled. I mean, the new Android, it's not even new anymore, but these Android, these small applications that you can download and do any number of tasks with for fun or business are available on both phones.
What did you think about the Razr?
The Razr's, it's a small computer. I mean, it's bigger than the iPhone.
How did it compare to the iPhone?
It's fast. Size-wise, the form factor, as they say, is a little bit bigger. It's a good phone. It's a fast phone. It's powerful. You know, it's got a big screen. It's got crystal clarity. Shoots great videos and movies.
How does the speaker sound?
Did you try that? The speaker sounds... The speaker sounds good. Okay, it's a solid audio experience, so to speak. And for me, that means I'm sitting there, and when I'm driving down the road, I always work on speakerphone. I'm never holding a phone to my ear, or I'm using a Bluetooth.
No, I don't mean what I mean the actual speaker itself. I'm talking about the one you hold to your ear. See, you said it a minute ago. You said, you know, I did all these things. I didn't even make a call. Well, I think that's what's happening. One of the things I'm disappointed in the new phones, and everyone really that I've seen, is the quality of the sound that comes in your ear from the speaker itself, the little one.
Right.
Not the speaker, you know, not the broadcasting speaker, but the regular version. Is
right.
The quality has gone down, I think, over other phones. I know BlackBerry has a better speaker than any of the others. That's one thing about BlackBerry, is they have a good phone. And these companies, HTC, Apple, all these companies, they need to improve the quality of the speaker in their phones.
I think that they've been working on it. I think you'll find that some have good ones and some don't. Some have bad, the alignment of the mouthpiece and the microphone
right. Is
poor. I have people who use certain types of phones that invariably get muffled because of the placement.
That's,
and you
that's
always
what
say, okay,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, lift it up. You're muffled again. And,
yeah.
And you know, people who that happens to, it's either the way they hold the phone or the way the phone is designed.
So, folks, here's what I'm learning. When you buy a new phone, make a call on it and see what it sounds like.
Yeah, right.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com is Jeff's website. Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Always great to be with you, Jim. I appreciate it. And have a good one. It's been great.
Yeah. Happy Hanukkah, too, by the way.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
We'll see you. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Ain't that what you said?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.